And also, we don't have to add this to the motion, which has just been made, but we also want the list of committees and a brief description of committees on the KPFK website, so that people kind of know. I get calls all the time, like, what are your committees? So,
been there for months.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Yes, go ahead, Ed.
One thing that really struck me, the gentleman who last spoke, Francisco, was that people are sending in, as would be logical, communications to the station, and we're not getting them done, and it's a major problem. I mean, and I can understand how it would be sort of discarded or something. There has to be a real understanding that there'd be a locked box or something at the station, which, if they get a mailing to us...
Can you make a motion about this?
Yeah, make a motion. There'd be a secure way of receiving communication to this body from at the station. Secondly, the same thing for the Pacific National Board. And any other committee. I mean, of course.
So if Ed just moved that we have a box at the station for our correspondence, I'm seconding that.
You know, I'm not sure we need a motion. It's so logical.
It is.
It's so logical.
We need
to have a bar or
have a box.
The box was created almost 2 years ago.
That's
by
right.
Me. It sits there. It's the most prominent box in the mail slot. No one ever picks up the board mail. I've seen it sit there for 6 months. As you walk in the front, you enter the Dutch door, what used to be the Dutch door, there's a box on your left that says station board, just there.
You know, I took
a foot square.
I go there for meetings with Eva all the time, and I didn't realize that there was a collection of mail there for the board. I actually did not realize that, because I use a different address.
That's how little structure exists.
I will actually check that box. Okay. I'm sorry, Alan has the floor. Yes, that's right. That's what we're trying to do. That's right.
Well,
sure now.
I don't think that's adequate to have that box. We need something on the website that says how to contact the LSD. And I think we need to send it to the Peace Center to you, preferably email.
Okay. We have a motion. We have a motion ahead of on the floor that was seconded. Is there any more discussion on that motion? It was Ed's motion around extending the application. The question has been called for. Seeing no further discussion, does anyone need that motion read to them?
Oh,
it may be hard for the secretary.
I promised to send the application for LSD committee membership.
Is it the motion distributed?
It's on paper.
It's actually on paper, but that's not complete. That was handed out. It's what she is saying, basically.
What does the secretary have then? What does she have?
Okay, Israel.
I move to extend the application for LSD committee membership to the May meeting. Is that acceptable?
Yes.
Okay.
Who's responsible for these things?
Okay. Any further discussion? Let's go to a
point of order.
Point of order
before the vote is taken.
Right, there's a point of order, Terry.
The deadline was established in a motion previously passed. As a motion that is amending a motion previously passed, the chair should point out that approval of this motion requires a two-thirds majority.
That's right. It's actually visiting and amending a prior motion. Those in favor of signify by raising your card.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Anyone opposed?
Okay.
Abstention?
1, 2. So it passed, even by two-thirds. Now, what time is it right now?
It's 3:24.
324, we need to look at the committee report. Yeah, we did. We covered structure, arts, outreach.
We didn't cover
that. Okay, let's have a quick announcement from the Arts Committee.
Quick announcement from the Arts Committee is that we are having our first meeting on Thursday, the 28th at 6 p.m. at the station. The current members of the LSB are Lamont, Ed, myself, and John. Anybody else wants to join? But all the listeners and staff are welcome to come. Please come. We want to have some fabulous stuff come out of that committee.
Thank you.
And what is the committee for? The Committee for the Arts? It's a big part of the mission statement that deals with the arts. So we're looking at fulfilling that part of the mission.
Beautiful.
Finally.
Done.
Thursday, the 28th of 6 p.m. All right, sure enough.
I have a point of information. I just realized I misread this motion on the LSC listener comment line. I was assuming it was the one on the report to the listener. We have not considered that motion.
No, I know that. We haven't considered a lot of things here. We're running out of time.
5 minutes in the meeting.
Yeah, we have 5 minutes. Now, I want to, actually, Arturo Lema, you are really kicking on the outreach committee.
Right.
Yeah, so just make a very brief comment. Yeah,
just briefly, the proposal that was submitted to the programmers is only an invitation for people to bring their ideas. That's not a final proposal, but it's kind of like, give me your ideas and please get them in writing, especially if you're willing to do some of the footwork. And that we need for the Thursday, anybody who's willing to volunteer at any event, see me. See me. Got a list right here.
Also,
excuse
the book fair.
I'm sorry.
First of all,
one moment. Ed has the floor.
I'm part of the outreach committee. One, we have an extremely dynamic committee with ideas and good people. We're meeting on, I guess, every other Wednesday night or something. That'd be a week from next Wednesday, whatever night that would be. The 28th or whatever, something like that. Fine. At the meeting at the Echo Park Methodist Church, which is just north of Sunset on Alvarado Street, and it's really a wonder. It's a pleasure to go there. I'm telling you. I mean, to these meetings. And Arturo's doing a great job. I wanted to say that. The main thing for this that we did is that we're going to take the way. We have a chance to do a main strike publicity-wise. Listen to this, Casey and Antonelli. The book fair is coming to UCLA. We want the LSD and you guys to come help staff the table. Why? Because we're then going to put on the air, we're going to get volunteers to go and talk to every single one of the authors sitting at their table. Give them a KPFK thing that Sue Welsh, who's part of our, she's also part of our committee, so she's developed a thing we're going to give to them, and materials and so on, and they can talk to their own people. I mean, we can cover, this is a huge opportunity, so it's not just, come out and pass out leaflets on a street corner. So when it comes down to it's the 25th, I think, 22 days.
Next weekend.
Yeah.
23rd, 24th.
Yeah, okay, all right. So please show up early, as early as you can on Saturday and Sunday.
Where?
Where's our booth? KPFK have a booth. Fine. I mean, it'll be broadcast, presumably, and you'll be pushing. So please help us. Help ourselves. Okay?
Is this going to be made public on KPFK?
Yeah, it is. But we need people to sit at the table and give out the material, and that's you guys, us.
Okay, now, folks, we're coming down. I apologize. We're going to have to get weekend venues where we have an unlimited amount of time. Here's the thing we are at now. We're at agenda item 8, Spanish language interpretation, announcements in Spanish. I'm going to work with Rodrigo and Arturo Lepes and others. We did not have this meeting announced in Spanish. But we did have an announcement that interpretation would be available, but that was in English. And so the problem is, well, here's the problem. Here's the problem. Everyone was willing to cooperate on this project, but I couldn't get people to do specific jobs. So when we leave this meeting, we're going to be contacting people over specific responsibilities. Now, the other things we're leaving out here, the one thing we're leaving out is the Flint Hustler magazine letter. Sure enough.
Now, it seems to me we have waited for 18 months here to get an on-air program report from the PMB and LSC. This motion, it, I think, is a no-brainer. Maybe we could pass it and start getting the on-air.
Let's do that. It's on the small salmon color. Would you read it, Sherna?
Whereas it is critical that listeners be apprised of PMB governance issues and in turn that the LSC provide a widely accessible venue for listener output, be it resolved that the LSC and the PMB delegates provide on-air reports to the listeners twice a month, one in advance of and one following each LSC and PMB meeting. That each on-air broadcast include a rotating team of one PMB delegate, two elected LSC listeners, and one LSC elected staff representative, and that a minimum of 1.5 hour be devoted to listener comments either on-air or via email.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, moved and seconded. I'm hoping there's not a lot of debate because we
who's the electing?
I'm sorry?
Who does the electing was the question?
Oh, the listener sponsors are
already elected. Okay, we made the motion. I seconded it. Then we called the question.
Okay, Donna has called the question. It's been seconded. Technically, we should not take a vote on this without listener comment. I feel that we have to honor the workers here and relinquish the location to them because they were
always have to honor the workers.
Always. Yeah, they were told it was a 4-hour meeting. Is there any listener sponsor who objects to this motion? Yes, Harrison does.
I object also.
And
what about the Hustler issue? Can we handle that too?
Which one?
The Hustler issue.
Well, no. Okay, I'm afraid that the rest of this agenda will have to be relegated to our next agenda. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Are you adjourned?
I think we'll have
to. If we don't have another room downstairs.
We have a third day.
Yeah, we have the next meeting set, and we can announce that. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Yes,
I'm moved. We move to the park.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the parking lot and take listener comments on this issue if anyone has them there. Those in favor of adjourning,
Okay, bye.